brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I would just rather have free money.
And if it was from the government, that'd be okay?
If you win a lottery, you win the lottery. You don't ask why, right?
I wouldn't mind getting both, but I really would have rather have my own company.
Who do you want for president?
I want Obama, because Bush didn't know what he was doing.
Can you name one way that he's helped you out?
He gave me $200 when he be turned to president.
You got $200 from Obama?
He gave everybody that had a disability $200. When he turned president, I remember that because I got $200.
You said he helped you out. Can you name one way that he helped you out?
Well, he helped us out.
Getting a job.
Low incomes, better with low incomes, Medicaid, you know, Social Security, stuff like that. Man, he's a good president.
Well, no matter who's president, they're going to take our money and they're going to distribute it out the way that they see fit.
Are you for Obama or not?
I don't like either of them.
Yeah. Well, you gotta make a choice.
Would you vote for Obama because he's black?
No.
If someone didn't vote for him, do you think they would be a racist?
No.
Did you vote for him because he's black?
No, I vote for him because what he stands for, man. He stands for helping people out.
If someone were to not vote for Obama, do you think they would be racist?
Nah, I just think they're looking for something else. That's all.
Who do you want for president?
Gary Johnson.
Okay. And are you tired of the lesser of two evils, I take it?
Well, the lesser of two evils is still evil.
I think what we should do is stop voting for the lesser of two evils and vote for the good, you know?
Obama's the guy. It's not the lesser of two evils for me. He is the president that I think should run the country again for the next 4 years.
And I believe that Obama, he helped me out in many ways.
Do you like Romney or do you like Obama?
I don't like either, personally, but I think my position is I'm tired of the lesser of two evils.
Well, I'm tired of the greater of two evils. I don't want to vote for Romney.
The United States of America sucks, and I hate the snakes.
Well, the reason why I think we should support President Obama, because he did a lot of things. You know, who was that he caught? Saddam Hussein? Who was that? Saddam?
Bin Laden.
Bin Laden, yeah, he did a really good job, man. I give him 100% on that.
Caught a street fight on video. This is excerpts from the nightly news. I was taking care of business during the break. Right, it was a 1 minute break for the hour. After 15 years on this time clock. We're going to air more of these reports later in the hour. We got Dr. Corsi coming up.
We love y'all, and this is America, and if we can get a few people that don't live here to go back home, we'll have a better world. Thank you for going Greyhound.
Oh, we got a bunch more of these clips, people thinking Obama gave them $200. And people did get $200. Bush did that where you got $300. What was it, back in 2002? And it said, a letter from Bush, I want you to have $300. Well, here's my check. Well, thank you. It's like Chavez-type stuff. The government is now being reduced down to that in the last debate with Obama and Romney debating how many goodies they were going to give us. And then the media's like, it's pretty bad that Romney still says small businesses are good. We know they're the bad guys. I mean, we didn't build that. You know that. Dr. Corsi's coming up. He zoomed in Obama's ring. Obama, I have an article here, has a bunch of different little charmies and goods. We've covered this before, but Michael Schneider's breaking it down in American Dream, his blog. Got it up at Infowars.com if you want to read that. And we're going to get into NYPD. Concern about Iran terror should put U.S. security on alert. That is all coming up straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to another hour of worldwide broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and we also simulcast video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'll continue with your calls and also play a news clip where we went out and talked to people on the street about the Obama phone. And some of them said, yeah, I think the government should give people basically free everything. Housing, you name it. So North Korea, the nightmare that creates. Now, I reported on this 4 years ago that Obama carries these different occultic charms. And we've listed some of those little charms. In fact, I have a photo of them. You can just type in, guys, Obama's charms, because he's shown them to the news before. But he also, again, wears a ring that has Islamic Arabic script on it. And of course, he did give up his name and become Barry Sotero and did go to Muslim school. I'm not anti-Islam. But the fact is, if the president's lying about what his religion is, that should be at issue here. And, of course, on top of that, now he is putting jihadis into Libya, Syria, and other areas. But, hey, Mitt Romney has come out and said, bring down Assad. So our government, NATO, is allied with al-Qaeda. That's a large contingent. Even the CFR admits it. Of what's happening, I want to talk to Dr. Corsi about that. He's worked at the State Department, worked in security, worked in a bunch of classified areas. He's a best-selling author, New York Times. He writes for WorldNet Daily, and he's got one of the biggest stories out there right now. Obama's ring, there is no God but Allah. And he's breaking this down as a student at Harvard Law School. Then Bachelor Barack Obama practiced wearing a gold band on his wedding ring finger, puzzled his colleagues. And now there's a newly published photos of Obama in the 1980s, shows the ring Obama wore at his wedding ring as an unmarried student in the same ring Michelle Robinson put on his finger at a couple of wedding ceremonies in 1992. And it is the ring of no God but Allah. There is no God but Allah. Dr. Corsi, thanks for coming on short notice on this. Wow, what a discovery.
Hi, Alex. Great to be with you. I guess I've been writing about the ring since July. It was when I first discovered the photographs of Obama going back to Occidental in 1981 showed him wearing this wedding ring, this gold band on the wedding ring finger of his left hand. And at the time, I mean, I just had no idea what it was about or what it meant. I found then a Harvard Law Review that was a parody issue, a satire, done in 1990 when Obama was the president of the Law Review. They did up this Dewar's Scotch ad, which was popular at the time. And in the ad featuring Obama, his latest accomplishments were listed as persistently deflecting questions about why he's wearing the ring. So I knew that Obama was wearing this ring since 1981 and not answering questions about what it was about. Then I realized he was wearing, the wedding ring had always been considered to be this Indonesian ring. Now, then Jody Cantor wrote a story in the New York Times and 2010 Huffington Post covered.
But again, when a man wears, it's been a big controversy. Was he married before was the older question. Why is a man wearing a wedding ring on the wedding ring hand, the wedding ring finger? It was bizarre, and now we know what the ring was. That's what's breaking today.
Precisely. And then I found the New Yorker just published some pictures of this ring from Occidental, Obama wearing the ring at Occidental College, and they were detailed enough, I could say, that's the same ring that Obama wore for his wedding, as the same ring he's wearing today in the White House, clearly identifiable. Then I started looking at the face of the ring, and Joel Gilbert, who has produced the movie, the DVD, Dreams for My Real Father, Joel is an Islamic expert. He speaks Arabic, he speaks Hebrew, and I showed it to Joel. Joel said, that ring says Allah. And he studied it further. We showed it to Mark Gilbert, who's a very, very well-known Islamicist and author of books on Islam. And Gilbert said that's the Shahada. In other words, it's the first part of a prayer that says there is no God but Allah.
And by the way, when I saw this morning, because I was on Man Cow, it broke last night at WorldNet Daily, I ran in and looked, and then I went and looked up Islamic rings, and I looked up that prayer, and they're sold everywhere. That's it. I mean, he's wearing a Muslim ring. He is a Muslim.
Well,
I mean, this is incredible.
And it's the story, the ring is, it's, this is the Shahada prayer. In other words, the only prayer someone has to say in order to convert to Islam is the prayer that's on this ring. It's the profession of faith. And then there's two parts to the expression of faith. One is there is no God but Allah. That's what's on the face of the ring.
And his messenger is Muhammad.
Yes, and the experts we're talking to today say they believe the second part of the phrase is probably written on the inside of the ring. Either that or it's implied and it's in the person's heart. But clearly on the face of the ring, it says there is no God but Allah. And this is a this is the key prayer in Islam to profess faith as being a Muslim.
There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger.
That's it. And in fact, in the Adzan, which is the call to prayer, five times a day, from the minarets in the Middle East, you'll hear the Adzan. The Adzan includes the Shahada.
This is like saying, by the blood of Jesus, we are saved.
It's precisely. In other words, it's an expression of creed. It's an expression of faith. It's an expression that...
It's a maxim. For the Nazis, it was Heil Hitler.
Same type of recognized statement. And also, see, the other part of this, Alex, is that if you're an Arabic speaker, if you're Muslim, if you can read Arabic script and calligraphy, you look at this ring, you see it. You see, oh, that's the Shahada. That's the prayer. There is no God but Allah. If you're, you know, an infidel, if you're a Christian, if someone who doesn't know Arabic or Arabic calligraphy, it just looks like curvy lines. So you wouldn't see it and recognize it, which, you know, appears again to fit right with the principle of taqiyya in Islam, which is a practice of fooling infidels, but kind of wink, wink, letting the letting those who are Muslims know you're one of them. And a ring like this, worn by Obama at every occasion on the White House, doesn't take it off. Certainly in meetings with Muslims, international meetings with Muslims, giving a speech in Cairo, it would have been a signal to Muslims, hey, I'm one of you. I'm wearing a ring professing faith in Allah.
Unbelievable. And again, I am just absolutely blown away by this. And you've got links to the Harvard Law Review. It's on record. Now there's more photos of him wearing it. But again, he has all these CIA connections, as you know. Is this not an elaborate ruse? Because, boy, if he's supposedly helping the Muslims, he's putting the radicals in. He's blowing up any civilized areas. He's working with al-Qaeda, trying to get a civil war going. That I don't think that really helps the average Arab or Muslim very much.
Well, you know, I've maintained, Alex, for some time now, that Obama in the New World Order crowd, including George Soros, is damaged goods, including the CIA. I think there's a massive effort here to take Obama down, because I think Obama served his purpose to these people. They'd rather have, you know, the Romney in there. Romney's much more of a slick New World Order type. Now, if Romney wins, and look, I'm working hard, and I've worked hard now for 4 years to beat Obama. I think if Obama has 4 more years, we lose our fundamental freedoms and our free enterprise system. I'm sure they'll all still be opposing Romney if Romney's the president.
Sure, you wrote all those books exposing SPP, NAFTA, the globalists, all of it, which, by the way, there's a new big chapter on that, as you know. They're moving forward with that again.
I mean, it
is incredible. But why would he prance around with this? So this is basically like a message. But it's the classic thing, like people don't know gang signs, they don't know what it says on the wall.
And
so it's basically running up his flag, I guess, to manipulate the Muslims to follow him. It's just beyond bizarre.
Well, it's an insider, I'm one of you. In other words, and taqiyya, you could profess that, hey, I'm Christian, and lie, because, you know, in Christianity, lying is a sin. You're not supposed to lie. But in Islam, if you lie in the advancement of Islam, it's part of the practice that's considered acceptable.
I think they get that, though, from the Israelites sneaking into the city, and there's the spies, and they lie. I mean, I think they're pointing to the Bible on that. I mean, I'm not defending the whole thing.
It is a communication to those who can read Arabic and know the calligraphy, who will recognize that the ring has the Shahada prayer in it. There is no God but Allah.
Sure. So where do we go from here? What does this signify, and how does this tie into him openly injecting al-Qaeda into Syria?
Well, where I think it goes, I think we're at a point where, you know, Obama's professed all this time to be a Christian. He's wearing this ring. Let's just start with the first point. It demands an answer. Let's just be fully reasonable here. Let's say, you know, for 30 years, you know, Mr. President, you've worn this ring and refused to explain it. We now believe we've got confirmation from experts. The ring says there's no God but Allah. Why are you wearing this ring? Why does it mean such a significance to you? I don't have any piece of jewelry I've had for 30 years.
The ring to the public. And who gave it to us? And what's on the inside?
Why was it used as the wedding ring? Because it was represented as a wedding ring that this was a new ring. It's the same ring he's had since.
The word is for years. Have you seen any truth to the fact that Michelle Obama is his beard?
Well, I've been reporting on that because, again, the people at Trinity United are now talking, and the story of Obama being homosexual and the marriage with Michelle being an arranged marriage, part of the down low club of Reverend Wright, I now have from many, multiple, very credible sources within Trinity United. I've reported it openly in WND.
Stay there. Tell us about his beard. And for those that don't know, that's homosexual man, you know, Hollywood style deal where you have a wife, even you have kids with them sometimes as your cover. And this has been going around for a decade about Obama, but Dr. Corchi's a pretty credible guy, and he's saying, and the reason this is important is they can blackmail him with the
info. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher, a must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be clear on something here. When I saw this article this morning, I went and I looked up these terms and these rings, and there's just hundreds of pages of them for sale. That's what Obama is wearing. And again, we've been against all these wars and attacking the Muslims. I've known it's a clash of civilizations to get them all stirred up, to have this big war, and the globalists use that as a way to take our liberties domestically. But It is a fact he's putting Wahhabists and jihadis into Libya and Syria. His contender is doing it as well, you know, calling for more. It's so immoral. I want to get into that briefly with Dr. Corsi, who's been in the Middle East, been stationed there, knows a lot about this, worked in intelligence briefly. But finishing up with the homosexual area, for me, I'm not even going after him for that on a moral front. I'm not even going to debate that. The issue is that they can blackmail him with this information, just like Bill Clinton, we know, was blackmailed. What intel do you have? I mean, more and more you're saying you've got credible witnesses that this is what Obama's doing.
Yeah, I've got people from Trinity United who were not willing to talk 6 months ago, who now are openly discussing Obama's homosexuality and his arranged marriage with Michelle. It's no longer a secret. And I think it's being widely discussed in the community, tied to the murder of Donald Young, who was the African-American choir director at Trinity, who in 2007 was executed, execution style, bullets to the back of the head. And it was widely rumored at the time that was Donald Young was Obama's lover, and this was an attempt to cover up Obama's homosexuality. That murder put a damper, until now, on people in Trinity being willing to talk. They're opening up at Trinity. The testimony is open about Obama.
They better go public like Larry Sinclair, or they're going to end up Arkansas-ed.
Well, and also, see, Larry Sinclair, now, that was another important break for Larry. Larry's defamation case, remember the guy who did the lie detector test against Larry, a guy named Parisi, sued Larry for defamation. Larry said that Axelrod paid Parisi $750,000 to falsify the lie detector test and make it as Larry had lied. A federal district court judge, threw the defamation case out, would not even let it be heard, said that Larry had not obviously lied and that Parisi had not made his case. Now, that was a big step in Larry Sinclair's credibility, that he had twice had homosexual sex with Obama, involving a limousine and cocaine.
Obama does look and act like he's on drugs.
Well, and again, I think these are issues. I agree with you, Alex. The issue here, especially with the homosexuality, I'm not making a lifestyle argument. I'm making a hypocrisy and national security argument. You've got Obama saying he's in support of same-sex marriage. The administration is very much behind an LGBT agenda. Yet if Obama's living a lifestyle that is not, heterosexual marriage to Michelle, he's hiding this homosexuality.
Well, I'll say this. When he has addressed gay and lesbian groups, he definitely gets more fruit boxy. And I'm not being mean about that. He just kind of gets really excited, and it's like he's in his element, and my gaydar turns on. I mean, I'm not trying to – again, I don't get into these issues. I don't judge people. I got bigger fish to fry. It's just that I think there's a lot of credibility to this.
Well, and again, the stories are coming out of Trinity. It's reminding me, Alex, of when John Kennedy was president. The stories were beginning to circulate, and I'm believing that after Obama leaves office, whenever that point occurs – you're going to find a revision of the Obama administration instead of Jack Kennedy with mistresses all over the place, and you're going to find homosexual affairs. And it's been widely being discussed, including Reggie Love, his body.
Well, I mean, look at how much of there is in Congress of both parties. I mean, what is the deal with Congress? Is it like a bathhouse or something?
It's been a problem in Washington for a long time. But, Alex, let's bring up one more point. I've written extensively about, Ambassador Stevens, who, again, there's excellent evidence was gay. Now, again, the point is not to demean the lifestyle of being gay. The point is that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are actively recruiting LGBT foreign affairs officers, and they're placing them in Muslim countries,
which are statistically highly promiscuous and highly able to infiltrate with sex operatives.
Yes, and also these countries have, take offense to the decadent lifestyle. That's what they consider it. And yet we put a gay, I reported that we have...
Tell you what, do 5 more minutes with us on that, and then I want to ask you about using Al-Qaeda in these countries, and we'll get everybody's calls and some special reports. Can you do 5 more minutes?
Yes, I can.
All right, Dr. Corsi's with us on short notice. We'll be right back to go over more of this. He's with WorldEndDaily.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Music. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Because Dr. Corsi does have another interview coming in about a minute. Doc, what about Al-Qaeda and the fact that the West is openly using them to overtake these countries that haven't attacked anybody? Libya, Syria. What's the end game in all this? What are the Obamanoids trying to do there? And finish up with the ambassador statement.
Can we have a minute? I'm just finishing an interview.
Yeah, the call just came in. He agreed to come on, but then he forgot he had another interview, so we may not be able to get that question answered. Okay, real fast, Doc, finish the question about what's the grand strategy inside the system openly using Al-Qaeda?
Well, again, I think it's a failed policy by Obama. It's one of the reasons I think that Obama is going to be taken down, because he's destabilized the Middle East. Al-Qaeda has risen. I think even Russia is opposed to this. They want, you know, the New World Order wants a relatively unstable Middle East, but they don't want it in chaos. They don't want Al-Qaeda in control. You know, Al-Qaeda subdued is kind of okay.
Yeah, I've talked to some pretty high-level elites in government and corporations, and they really think he's a double cross working for some Muslim caliphate. And I thought that was just propaganda, but more and more, you're saying that could really be what's going on?
I think he's a double cross. I think he's off the page. And I think the New World Order, including the CIA, is going to turn on Obama, and he's going to go down.
All right, Dr. Corsi, thank you so much. Look forward to having you back up soon. There he goes. Okay. I said I'd go to your calls. People are on hold. I want to hear from you. I've got some other very important news to hit here. It's just all going insane. And I've got a special report, too. But let's go to Paul in Texas, listening on 1630 AM KKGM. I guess it's up in Dallas-Fort Worth area. Great affiliate up there. Paul, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
I got a quick question for you. I've been hearing you bringing up how fluoride water is bad for us. Now, my question is, does given that toothpaste has fluoride is its main component, is this toothpaste bad for us, or, you know, the fluoride on toothpaste?
Let me answer that question for you. Did you have any other questions?
No.
Okay, thank you for the call. Look, there's different types of fluoride. Okay, there are different acids of fluoride, of sodium fluoride, that have had their molecular structure manipulated to make them even more toxic and acidic. And that's the type of acid they put in the water. They take the base sodium fluoride mixed with hundreds of other toxic chemicals in high amounts, and they put that in the toothpaste. It's toxic waste that they have to store somewhere. They mine fertilizer out of the ground, the phosphate industry. And there's also aluminum byproduct is sodium fluoride. Nuclear weapons development and fuel rod development has a lot of fluoride involved. So they had tons of this left at the end of the World War II Manhattan Project. And they said, well, the Soviets put it in the water. This is on record to dumb people down. The Nazis followed suit from them, learned that they had a deal with Stalin before the war started. And they broke their pact. Well, first they split up Poland. Side issue. The point is that they put large amounts of highly psychoactive adjuvant-type fluoride into the water. And they put it also in the toothpaste at very high levels. Small amounts of regular calcium fluoride are good for you and do strengthen your teeth and bones, and you do need it. You need tiny amounts. I mean, that's why eating an apple, there's some arsenic in it, there's some lead, there's some mercury, but it's bound in with the things. And you would die if you didn't have microscopic amounts of arsenic, lead, mercury, things like that. Even cyanide, it was one of the cancer treatments because there's cyanide bound up in the apple seeds, in the cherry seeds, and things like that. It's kind of a natural chemotherapy. I'm not recommending you do that. You can just go look at those. He's written a book about it. He's really, we got to get G. Edward Griffin on about this. He takes the, what's the little green, they're like oranges, but they're not. They have a name. No, not loquats. It's got a seed that they say is the best mix of it. The point, apricot seeds. There you go. Thank you. The point is that there's good trace amounts of things, and then there's bad industrial styles of it. So they'll argue and say, hey, you need some fluoride. Well, yeah, what type of fluoride and how much of it, you know, is there? When you get plant-derived minerals at the finer, you know, health food stores, it will say on there trace amounts of, you know, lead, arsenic, things like that. Because, well, yeah, sure, your blood's got 10 to 20 times that in it naturally, but just technically you can say it's in the air. Okay, so it's not like you get a little bit of arsenic and it kills you. You actually need it for cell production. A little trick if you want to make somebody really, really sick is you stick a horsehair in a cigarette back when people used to smoke, and it'll almost kill you because it releases cyanide when it burns, because that's already what's in our building blocks. So it's a complex issue, but my dad, I don't know, 15 years ago said, son, fluoride is good for your teeth. I agree. It's not good in the water, and there's studies, but you need it. Well, that was before he saw the literature and went, well, this is industrial, different type of fluoride. Just like the head dentist, you can look this up and forget his name, in Canada 20 years ago promoted, hey, we need fluoridation here, until he realized, well, this is toxic waste fluoride with a bunch of other stuff added to it. So there's some truth. Yeah, you need some fluoride, but not that type and not in that amount. It's like they also spray sodium fluoride on the crops as a pesticide. EPA finally got forced to say, okay, let's not use that anymore, but they're phasing it out. It's in powdered eggs, powdered milk, at levels that are hundreds of parts. I've seen it in powdered eggs at 600 parts per million. The studies show 1.3 parts per million massively reduces IQ. That's 1.3 parts per million. and they've got 300, 400, 500, 600 in some of these foods. I mean, unbelievable. White flour a lot of times has it in it. So it's compounding. Compounding. I mean, I've talked to my dad about this. We've looked at the research, you know. His argument is, if you could get sodium fluoride toothpaste, removed, that would be a good thing. But some calcium fluoride in there would probably be good. Again, reality is so much more complex. So it gets dumbed down to a point that it's hard to even communicate all this information. But I remember, 10 years ago going to the health food store and, getting liquid vitamins and stuff when my son had been born because I'd read that was good to put some of that in his juice and stuff when he was like a year old. And going to the people at the store going, this says it has trace amounts of lead, mercury, and arsenic. And they explain, no, they just have to put that on there under federal law because anything that's out of plants, you're juicing plants in a juicer, you're going to have trace amounts of that. So they have to tell you that. That's government, though, trying to make vitamins look bad and real minerals look bad, using and playing on people's ignorance to basically answer your question. I always get long-winded when the callers bring up a point like that. But I do not brush my teeth. I got a call last week saying, well, what do I do? All the toothpaste is fluoride. And I just happened to have been to the store the day before and hadn't put it in my office yet. It was sitting out there on my little desk. I have a radio desk, too. And, it was my natural deodorant. It was my natural toothpaste. That's great. I've been brushing my teeth for, it's got to be 20 years with non-fluoride toothpaste. I just look at them. Oh, yeah. Folks, no filling, no caps. Texas Monthly wanted to take a picture of my teeth. They said they were scary. Now, here it is. Here's what I use. This is what you use. Natural tea tree oil neem toothpaste. That's a Rob Dude fluoride free. And I've used this brand. I use a bunch of them. Always trying different stuff. I got a cracked tooth from a fight, and that was fixed with the kind of white tooth-colored filling that's falling off, so it's cracked. Look, get my teeth cleaned 3 times a year. Got my wisdom teeth, too. Look at this. Here, zoom in. Yeah. Wisdom teeth. I'm also streaming video of your radio listener. Yeah. Look at that. All right, that's no fillings, no nothing. Well, let's be technically accurate. My wisdom teeth came in with developmental pits, holes naturally in the sides of them that my dad every 5 years or so refills with tooth-colored fillings. So let's be technical. I do have two fillings in my mouth, but I don't have fillings from decay. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Neville in Canada. Thank you for holding, Neville.
Hi, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, sir.
What you said about Bill Maher reminded me of from the clip from the movie called The United States versus John Lennon, where they say John Lennon worshipped life, but Mr. Nixon and Mr. Kissinger worship death.
Well, that's right. In fact, we have John Lennon saying that people live in compact cities, that 90%+ of the earth is uninhabited, and that we need more children to replace the parents, or society would collapse. He was really smart. I mean, really smart. And he woke up to the Illuminati. His last songs that never get any play were about the Illuminati and devil worshippers and how they were running things, and he was going to expose them. And then we had the letters from Strom Thurmond saying, I want this guy taken out. To Nixon, the Senate was like, get rid of him. People are listening to him. And we can play the clips of him on TV saying the earth's not overpopulated and it's all a lie. We just need to get better technologies and all this. And so you're absolutely right. Yep, that's right. John Lennon worshiped life. Richard Nixon worshiped death. Well said.
Okay. Also, one point about fluoride is that the largest city in Canada has fluoride added to the water. Try to tell people that. Luckily, I do not live there. Live in a fluoride.
Well, wait, we just got it pulled out in Calgary, right?
Yes, I was so happy about they took it out of the water in Calgary. I love that. Yeah, and large city Toronto, the largest city in Canada has fluoride in the water. But where I live, there's no fluoride in the water. Happy about that. And interesting. Yeah. Okay. And my other point. Oh, quotes. Two quotes. Number one, there's a quote. It says, "Do not give in to evil, but proceed ever more boldly against it." And the other quote is, "God give me the courage to not give up fighting for what I know is right, even if I feel that it is hopeless."
I hear you. God bless you, because it is the fight that it's all about. It's that heart decision. I'll say this. I am at peace and I love God, and I know that we're reaching exponentially millions of new people a week now. I mean, the show is just absolutely exploding, and it's an incredible responsibility to have this happening. But I'm also saddened when other talk show hosts, even on this network, other people outside who attack me and do things behind the scenes that I'm told about and confirm, and they do it out of pure jealousy and envy and make stuff up and do terrible things. And I'm not sad that they're hurting me because they're not hurting me. I'm sad for them. You know, I mean, it's because I used to be a harder person, and as I realized good and evil more and more of my worldly shields are gone now. Because in the past, I would just laugh about somebody being jealous. And then now it hurts me that they're so bad, that they're such failures. And it scares me for humanity of what's going to happen during the collapse, that people are so snake-like and weak and envious and jealous and hate other people that are successful because they're successful. It's the nature of envy and ingratitude and weakness. And the love of death and lies and fraud and scurrying around. I mean, just thinking about people that are like that is like, ugh. And I don't know. I've just really changed a lot. I'm more attuned to things around me now than I used to be and picking up on people. And I get more freaked out by ugliness now. Not ugliness. I mean, ugliness of the soul. One day I was down at the big local natural spring fed pool. I just swam about 2 miles. I got out and I saw this gross pot-bellied old man. But it wasn't gross, he was pot-bellied. I thought, man, that guy looks like a goblin. He just looks like a demon. He looks evil. He had these super skinny arms that were so skinny, he looked like a cartoon character, something out of a Hellraiser movie, and he was slothfully moving and walking. And I thought, that's wrong. Don't go with your gut. You're you know, being old isn't ugly, because it isn't being ugly. I mean, there's a beauty to, you know, some old people. And I thought, but he just looks so demonic. And he couldn't even tell I was looking at him because I had a ball cap on. And I was about 100 yards away. And as he walked, it was like spiritual. He turned. I'm sitting there on the grass getting dried off. And he looks at me and smiles and digs a big booger out of his nose and just goes, meow. And just his tongue like a god. And I was like, and now every once in a while I'll be swimming and that guy's in there. And I actually have like an adrenaline rush of, you know, I mean, and I've kind of, it's just, the thing about becoming a better person and closer to God is you start really seeing evil. And like the spirit made his body ugly. You know, it was like, and the guys, and it was like the spirit, it was like spiritual. He looked over and ate a booger in front of me and stuck it in his mouth and licked his lips like 10 feet away. And I was like, I mean, but it wasn't the act of eating the booger. It was like a demonic thing. And I was like, I mean, it's not even frightening. It's like, it's evil. I just don't like it. It's like, And so when I see people weak and envious and bad, and I get angry and stuff about wanting to fight the globalists and over-revved like a race car. You know, I've got my own problems. I'm not on some high horse. In fact, my own problems freak me out now and make me get upset. And it's not because I'm self-flagellating myself, beating myself, and I'm some goody-two-shoes and a delicate violet that can't handle things. I'm now analyzing myself and seeing what I'm like, and it's just freaking me out. It's freaking me out. He wasn't even looking at me when I was looking at him and I was drying off. And then right as I look up, he just turned and just went, and I was just like, and he just ate it and then licked his lips and went, and just went gobbling off. And I was just like, whoa. And he swims like a demon, too. He gets his arms out at the sides and never swings. Just goes, I mean, I just cannot describe. Are you guys getting what I'm talking about here? And now I literally shudder when he's in the area. Because, I mean, I'm telling you, that guy's got a big demon living in him, man. I mean, that is, you know. And I mean, that's the point is, like, you start really getting discernment, folks, and it's like, ooh. Because you'll find that people try to act dark and powerful and big. They're not really evil. The devil tricked them that their strength is coming from the devil. When their strength's coming from God, they're just misusing it. I mean, I'm just figuring all this out. So, man, I know why the enemy's coming against us at so many levels. is because we're really having an effect, and we're for life, and we're not for death, and we're for justice, and we want to be good, and we know there's something good, and we are a model to others that you can be strong, you can be bold, you can be good, and the system hates it. And again, I, for my individual self, I can be destroyed, shut up, you know, ruined, my character assassinated with fraud. I'm not even worried about me individually, but then I worry if I stumble and let them set me up or something, then that'll hurt all the people that look up to me. And then that's what's so scary about all this is that I don't want to let people down. And I don't even know what I'm talking about now. I'll go to break and come back with more of your calls. Nelson in Georgia and others. Skeletor is called in. What is it? Donald Rumsfeld. I try to make jokes about it. But I'm telling you, the thing about evil is it sells this idea that it's sexy and big and powerful, and it always encases itself in that because it's really weak. And it's just a stinking, booger-eating, death-loving, grasping weakness trying to be strong. And it's time for good to stand up and step on it. I mean, if you could see the spirit of good, it's like a giant, trillion-foot-tall, powerful juggernaut, and we let these little goblins just run rampant on us while they run around eating boogers in front of us.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By the way, I've done 2 hours and 54 minutes of transmission here and have not separately plugged the books, the videos, the films, the T-shirts. all the stuff that is powerful to help wake you up and wake your family up and meet like-minded people by wearing the T-shirts, the Infowars.com T-shirts and stuff, the ball caps, all of it. It supports us here in what we're doing. And I've got a lot of different little funding mechanisms, PrisonPlanet.tv memberships to see the nightly news and to see the radio show, you know, $5.95 a month. It's really six memberships for the price of one. So $1 a month per membership, as you can share your username and passcode. We've got the Pro Pure Water Filters discounted. And you can use the promo code WATER and get 10% off on top of that at InfoWarsStore.com. And in the future, when you subscribe at InfoWarsStore.com, we're now going to have glossy magazines, InfoWars magazines, which we sell at cost. You know, the subscription gets you 13 issues to your door, but you can buy them in 10 packs up to 100 packs at cost. And the newsprint that we're selling out of, it's below cost. We're just moving that out right now, InfoWarsStore.com, an incredible tool. People really love print now that it's going away. And so this has been a big success, and I want to thank all of you. Be sure and get the new glossies at cost or the newsprint at below cost at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. There is a fight between good and evil. And if we will stand up against evil and recognize it, we can turn the tide. But if we just decide that, oh, there's nothing we can do, hell is going to be manifest. Nelson in Georgia, thanks for holding. You're listening via iTunes. Then we've got Bill listening on WTAN 1340 AM in Florida. We're going to go to Overdrive, and going to do that. Nelson in Georgia, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, I talked last week, and I'm a research scientist, and I want your listeners to be aware of the technology they keep from us. Stan Meyer in the 80s invented a process where every vehicle on the planet could run off of water. Pons Fleischmann with cold fusion, they totally buried that. It's all, you know, from Nikola Tesla's work. And I was wondering if you're aware about the Fox News thing where the CEO of Overstock.com was on there and said he was going to write in Ron Paul, which is pretty cool, and also that Russians are dumping 14 nuclear reactors out there in the Arctic Sea, which are just leaking poison into our ocean.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to talk about, well, under the communists, I know they did it in lakes and in the ocean. You're totally psycho crazy. Communists always do stuff like that. They always have the worst environment. Russia doesn't do too much of that now. Because they're more, you know, it's just horrible. These idiots that think big government is the answer have no historical lens. And yes, I did know that they've dumped dozens and dozens of reactors into the North Sea and places that, I mean, that ought to be illegal. But again, then they say, well, give us a global government. We'll fix it. Oh, the globalists are all into it. They're crazy.
You know that we have the technology to, change the molecular properties of those nuclear fuel rods so they won't be poisonous anymore, but they don't give it to us. They just let that stuff leach into our oceans.
I was aware of that. People don't know that they've for like 50 years, they're able to create even new elements. They've created a whole bunch of new elements. People have no idea. That's what I mean. Reality is so wild and incredible. And reality, folks, is not reality TV. I mean, knowing this now, though, I mean, even 3 years ago, it was cool to, you know, be on Jesse Ventura's TV show or have Discovery Channel or History Channel call up. I've refused a couple of Discovery and History Channel shows the last 6 months. BBC, I've refused. I think this Sunday night, Secrets of the Secret Societies is going to air on the Discovery or History that I'm in. And I'm not even going to watch it. And now I just say no to them. They're like, you're saying no to national television? Yeah, I'm saying no. I don't know, I might say yes down the road, but probably not. I just don't care anymore. None of it means anything. All these pathetic, jealous people of us, you have no idea. I've transcended you. I'm absolutely outside of your petty jealousy and all your crud. Folks, we're going to have no future if we don't come together right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.